this is Connor Till interviewing Connor and viewers at 2 o'clock on 2/29/96. The subject of this interview is the life and times and after effects of the Great Depression. Alright, Connor, what's your birthday?
My birthday is 3/16/1929.
And where was you born?
I was born in Reedstown, Wisconsin, Vernon County, Reedstown, Wisconsin.
Okay. Will you give me your parents' name?
Yeah, my father's name is Virgil Marvin Ewers. My mother's name is Madeline Henrietta Syme before she was married.
Okay. And your wife?
My wife is Anna Tolene Olson Ewers.
She also from where you're from?
She was from within a few miles of Reedstown, yeah. Vernon County, Wisconsin.
Tell me about your education.
I spent the first all grade school and high school in Reedstown, Wisconsin. One building school, all 12 grades in the same building. I did quit school in my junior year. Joined the Navy at age 17, and then came back and finished high school after my hitch in the Navy.
Okay, did you go to college or anything?
Not college per se. I had a few extension courses at the University of Wisconsin and Clifford Berg Associates, Rockford, Illinois, in psychology. And university extension courses were time and motion study and front line supervision.
Okay. All right. What was your last occupation before retirement?
I was plant manager of the manufacturing facility in Birmingham.
Now we'll get on with questions. Tell me about your family when you was young.
Oh, gracious. I had 9 brothers and sisters, and one brother that died while he was in the Army, 4 or 5 years younger than myself.
Were you the youngest, oldest?
I was the oldest boy, the second oldest in the family. I have an older sister.
Okay. You said you lived in, you grew up in Reedstown.
Yeah, that's just a small town in west central Wisconsin. Town of 500, at that time, 584 population, if I recall.
Very small.
It has since dropped another 100 or so. And all the little towns, it was basically a farming as Wisconsin is, a farming community. And when I was growing up, we had farms almost in the middle of town.
Hard to believe from down here.
Yeah, but it was all small towns up and down the valley. Biggest town, 500, 600, 700 population. All these little towns, possibly 4 to 7, 8 miles apart.
Okay, what about your dad? What did he do?
Oh, he worked, when he was younger, first growing up, he worked, we're getting back into the days of depression that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 or 3 years that I can remember, being probably 5, 6, 7 years old at the oldest, him, like many others, really didn't have much to do in those small towns, basically farming community. And so he worked for whoever he could work for by the hour. Then I remember when I was real young, I can remember he worked on some government projects which were formed due to the Depression because there was no job. He worked for WPA and whatever other government projects they come up with.
Okay, what's WPA?
I don't really know what it stands for. I used to know years ago, but I don't know now. It was some sort of a government project just to give people job.
Can't earn money.
But can't earn money. And if I recall, it seemed to me that he would bring home $16, $18 a week, which was not much to feed a family at that time of four or five kids. But and many of the other people in town worked at the same thing. They built sewer plant, they built rock walls around the park, and whatever the state could come up with for them to do just to give them some work. After that, of course, and he, after a few years, he started working for the county as a road on the road construction. Then he started to work for the state of Wisconsin on the highway patrols. By patrol, I don't mean police patrol. I mean highway maintained patrol. And after a few years, he was also a city marshal of Reedstown in the last few years before he retired. And that was about it. Basically, never leaving Reedstown.
Did y'all farm it out where you lived?
No, we lived in town. I have worked on farms. Not much, but I knew all about farming because we had farms almost in the middle of town, and I have worked a little on farms. And most of the kids coming to school were farm kids, so been around farming quite a lot and knew a lot of the farm families.
About your friends, you know, that had farms, you know, they worked on them all the time, even when they were young.
Most of them did, and most of the kids did work on farm. The school at some times was geared around the farm. The different harvests, sometimes school was out for some reason or other, and during that, there was a lot of tobacco farmers in there, and sometimes they would let school out during a harvest season, only so that the kids, the farm kids could work on the family farm. And at that time, a lot of the farm families had pretty good sized families only because they needed the help. So that has since changed, even there. Now, as the kids graduate, of course, we don't have the little city schools or the little town schools anymore. They're consolidated into larger. Larger areas, and as the kids get out of school now, up there even, very few of them go into farming. They're all going on to higher education and better jobs, and leaving. That's why the town is down from 584 to 400 something now, and it's basically the same with all of the small towns in that area.
So. Financially, y'all wasn't well off, but y'all made do with what you had.
Yeah, we weren't well off only because Dad did not have the education. He didn't have a high school education. He went to...
Did he grow up on a farm?
He grew up mostly on a farm. His mother and dad divorced when he was just a little baby. I don't think he ever lived with his mother and dad. He lived with his grandparents. They raised him. They were farmers, so he grew up on a farm, and I don't think he even finished his 8 years of grade school. So he really didn't have a fighting chance that way. And then, of course, marrying young, and a family of 10, one being born about every 2 years, and that, so he didn't stand a chance that way, so... He just made do with what he had.
What about Grandma Ewers? What did she do?
She was just plain housewife.
Plain housewife, she did?
I shouldn't say plain housewife, or
right.
A homemaker.
Right. A lot of work to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if she maybe had a side job.
No, she, well, she used to. It being a tobacco, they raised a lot of tobacco in that area. And they had tobacco warehouses, you know, every little town. And during the winter, after tobacco harvest, he would work for a month or two or three in the tobacco warehouse. But other than that, it was strictly as a homemaker.
Do you remember about after the Great Depression, the financially, during and after?
Well, I can remember...
I know you were young.
I can remember hearing different things when I was a kid about... I think it was worse in the larger cities, which we weren't, at that time, very few people had cars when I was young. There was probably a Ford would come down the highway, it was green. If Chevrolet came down the highway, it was black. And there may be a Plymouth now and then, and that was it. And so I heard a lot about the soup kitchens in Chicago where people would stand in line for hours to get food. That didn't hit us that hard, being from a small town, because I had an uncle that lived right in our town, and he had a cow in his garage.
And
a cow. So we had milk every night, and my father always raised gardens, and mother canned 700-800 quarts of everything every year, and she did that even a number of years after, of course. But the farm families weren't hit quite as bad because they always had meat, they always had milk, and they had their gardens. So
they weren't part of the industry. Well,
no. So in that area, it's strictly farming, and they didn't get hit quite as hard as people who lived in the cities that had no help whatsoever. And of course, I've heard after I got old enough to. Moved to a larger city. I worked with fellas that were quite a few years older than myself and were in the Depression. Say in Beloit, Wisconsin, for instance, at a larger, Beloit was a pretty good sized manufacturing area. It's only 30,000-40,000 population, but there were some big companies there. And working with these guys, at times they have talked about the bad days during the Depression where they may walk a mile or two to get to, say, Fairbanks Morris, where I worked at the time, walk over there every morning hoping to get an hour's work. Some days they would, some days they'd get a couple hours work, some days they'd get nothing. So those were the people in the cities that were hit much harder because of the Depression than ourselves in the community we lived in. So all I've heard is a lot of stories, although I do remember the Depression hurt us some because there was no work for anybody, even my dad living in town, and had to work on these government projects. And they had giveaway programs of cheese and oranges and flour.
Or they just give away food?
Yeah, give away food just for people that really didn't have anything and didn't have the money to buy it. And the state, and I suppose the government, U.S. government, give away a lot of this stuff on weeks to where a person could at least have enough to eat on.
What about, you were one of 10 children?
One of 10. Yes.
That's a big family.
That's a big
family. Very big family.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what it was like having so many siblings. Because nowadays, typical family is two kids. And sometimes it's hard just to make it with two children. I can't imagine with 10.
Well, we lived in a one-bedroom home. Where I was born, we had a kitchen and a living room and a bedroom. And I think probably we lived there until I was about 16 years old.
How many kids were born then? All of them?
There was at least eight.
Eight.
And we slept three beds in one bedroom and a couch made into a bedroom. So there was eight kids and mom and dad living in that little three-room house. And of course we did not have running water the first few years, I can remember not having electricity. We had battery radios, lamps, and outside bathroom facilities. We lit around holes.
Cold in the winter, right?
Cold in the winter. Yeah, we were talking about being cold in the winter. And we had, of course, carry our water, pump it by hand. My grandfather lived just a little ways from us. He had the only pump in the whole area. And a number of our neighbors got water from his pump. But we used to close off the kitchen in the wintertime when it got real cold, 10, like we said, 10, 20 below, 30 was not uncommon. And then in the morning, many, many times I remember we'd have to bust the water in the drinking pail just to get a drink of water, and then start a fire in the cook stove in the kitchen to warm up water, wash out before we had school, and all that sort of thing. So it was rough back in those days. No inside facilities of any kind, water, silver, electricity. So it was, but we weren't alone. Most people at that time were on our side of the river. No one had sewers, and none of the farms were on. There were many, many, many farms that had no electricity back in those days. And even up till in the mid to late 40s, when I married your grandmother. They still had no electricity on the farm. When we were married, they had no electricity on the farm. They still used lamps, and so it was kind of rough back in those days as far as that part. But everybody was in the same boat. So that was just one of the things. It had nothing to do with the Depression. It had nothing to do with how well off you were financially. It was just the days.
Mm-hmm.